Good morning, brothers and sisters. This is Wilmer Kaufman speaking here this morning with the morning devotional. As I would just like to leave a short devotional here this morning to remind us all. As I said earlier yesterday, about God is always with us. A greater revelation of God being with us all the time can be very helpful to us in our lives as we go forward. There's that thinking that if I'm in sin, that God is far off. I don't think that's possible. It doesn't matter whether we're doing good today or whether we're living in sin. God is right there. The furthest that we can get away is in our sin, if indeed we are in sin. It is not necessary for us to walk in sin today. We can start afresh and open ourselves up to the Lord. In Matthew 28, verse 29, I think it is, it talks about how God is with us always. There's a difference in how God is with us, whether we are open to Him or whether we're closed to Him. I used to think that God is only with those that He loves, thinking that it would be His sons and daughters. But the more I realize, the more I see, even the worst criminal in the world can't get away from God. And in the same time, His children, His sons and daughters, can go throughout the day and closing God out, going about their own way, doing things their own way, according to their own understanding. If you're out there and you are close to God just because you're busy or because you're living in sin, I do put this plea out. God is there with you. He is not far away. One of Jesus' first messages, not just Jesus, but John the Baptist, was repent, for God is very near. The other thing that they were saying is repent because heaven is very near. If we're living in sin today, God is right there. He's not far away. He sees everything we do. Not only does He see the things that we do wrong, He also sees the things that we do right. He also knows our intentions of our heart. So many people today with strongholds in their life have a deep desire to live for God, to live a good life, and yet the strongholds keep pulling them down. I just want to assure you today that God is very near. He is right there. You can talk to Him. Jesus Christ never goes away far. The cross is always there. We can take these strongholds to the cross today and be near to God today, regardless of what happened yesterday. I realize that we live in consequences of our choices of yesterday, and that is not a joyful thought for a lot of us. However, the joy that we can walk in today is the joy of the Lord to continue forward and to receive His peace and His joy today. There's only one way to the Father, and that is through the blood of Jesus Christ, accepting that His bride came out of His side just like Eve came out of Adam's side. All who trust in the blood of Jesus today can open up to God because He's very near. God bless you, and I wish you a day today where you can walk with God and openly talk and chat with God all day long. That's the walk that Jesus walked when he was here. Praise the Lord. That is open to us as well, that everything we do and say is because of our relationship that we have with the Lord and the direction that we're getting from him all day long. What would that look like if I could walk in his direction all day, where he directs me, when to keep silent, when to speak, when to go into action, when to wait. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day with the Lord all day long.